An energy citizens rally organized by the American Petroleum Institute was held today at the Ritz Theater in Ybor City. The rally, which is in response to the Waxman-Markey bill that was passed in the House of Representatives, was also met by protesters at the event, WMNF reports. The rally included speakers that were involved with different industries such as trucking and farming who expressed their opinions on the new bill on climate change. Before the rally, protesters gathered across the street from the Ritz Theater to express their opinions on the rally. Andrea Caccaro from environmental group One Sky was very displeased by the event.
Well, I just think it's infuriating that the oil companies and the American Petroleum Institute, which is the major conglomerate of oil lobbyists, are putting on this event, which they call Energy Citizens. And we're the real citizens. We're the real voters. We're civically engaged. There are a lot of people who are giving their time to be here today while the oil companies are spending money and calling this rally Energy Citizens and busing their employees to these events.
These accusations are similar to what was released in a memo obtained by Greenpeace. Caccaro said that they assembled today in support of many different solutions to help the environment and the economy.
And we're here because we want to bring clean energy jobs to Florida. We want to pass a climate and energy legislation that's going to create a lot of clean energy jobs around the country. And we want to see greenhouse gases capped. And we want to make sure that oil companies are paying for their pollution finally. And they don't want that to happen. And they don't want the public to know that it's them saying, we don't want this to happen, that we're the big oil monopoly and we want to keep our monopoly.
In response to the controversy raised by Greenpeace's release of the memo, David Mica, the executive director of the Florida Petroleum Council, said that it was not only the petroleum industry who was concerned by the Waxman-Markey bill.
Well, I think their opinion of this is wrong. If you go inside the room there, you're going to see people that are farmers, people that are growing fruit and vegetables, that are moving products, that are truckers, that are distributors of product, that are energy users. You're going to see citizens that are concerned about the cost of their electric bill and their gasoline bill that are here. This isn't just a oil and gas event. We got the organization going, but these are energy citizens that are really concerned.
John Hoblick of the Florida Farm Bureau was the first to speak at the rally. He is also a farmer from Volusia County. He said that Congress made some efforts, but ultimately said that they took a horrible bill and made it into a bad bill. He said that we need to have a plan in place for the future.
But we must set a direction for this country that is a plan for increased renewable energy, a plan for increased nuclear energy, and a plan for increased supplies of oil. We must invest in agriculture research. We must make investments in new technologies. We must break our dependence on energy from those who don't want the United States to prosper.
Matt Ubin, the vice president of the Florida Trucking Association, says that they want to help make the industry greener, but does not support the bill. The trucking industry relies on diesel to stay in business.
We want our industry to be as green and as fuel efficient as possible. Yet our industry faces unique challenges in its attempt to reduce carbon emissions. These challenges include funding our nation's highways infrastructure needs to address mounting congestion and introducing new technologies and fuel that preserve the trucking industry's ability to efficiently deliver virtually all of our country's consumer goods.
Alan Douglas is the Florida Legislative Director of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. He expressed his problems with the bill and said that it was leading the U.S. towards socialism.
Those of us in this room, we all seek to regain the vision of capitalism, personal responsibility, and limited government that made this country what it is today. Supporters of this very bad bill claim they want to end dependency on foreign oil, yet they oppose any efforts to drill off our own shore. They claim they want clean energy, yet they adamantly oppose any effort to build new state-of-the-art refineries which would reduce pollution. And they claim this is about reducing greenhouse gases that are the cause of global warming. Global warming is a hoax.
Mike Fries of St. Petersburg was one of the attendees at the rally. He agreed with Douglas's opinion about global warming.
Well, that is a horrible bill. I mean, global warming, first of all, was all started by Al Gore, who was only in it to make money for Al Gore and Al Gore's cronies. First of all, there's no such thing as global warming. in my opinion. And a lot of scientists around the world believe the same thing.
There was an incident near the end of the rally when a man stood up to ask what the solution should be to our energy concerns. The audience responded with their opinion, and the man was forced to leave the building.
Folks, we're right here to have our voices heard. You can come up with the solutions. Let's pipe down, folks. We'll get this taken care of. Hang on just a second.
After the rally, one attendee, Christine Worley of Lutz, said that she supports this solution as well.
I don't want to see my taxes go up, and I don't see why we can't be drilling in this country instead of letting other countries drill for us.
Bill Compton, the regional representative of the Florida Sierra Club, was demonstrating before the rally and does not share the opinion of the audience. He feels that the solution is not in drilling, but in creating jobs through green industry.
We're here to say that actually America needs to move away from oil, away from coal, into clean energy, into energy efficiency, making our buildings and homes more efficient, and creating solar power and wind power, building that stuff here in America and installing it with American jobs. That's how we're going to put America back to work, and that's how we're going to get this economy out of the ditch. But if we let them drill for oil off our Florida Gulf Coast, we'll lose our $65 billion coastal tourism industry. We can keep our tourism industry, and we can get 100,000 new jobs here in the state of Florida if we pass a strong climate bill in the U.S. Senate.
For more information about these rallies, go to energycitizens.org. For WMNF in Ybor City, this is Lindsay Cradlewell.